Good morning. My guest this morning is Cynthia Stefanoni from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Roland.
From Broadway to Hollywood, the music of Stephen Schwartz. Not what you might expect at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Talk about it.
Well, we wanted to bring a new kind of music, not forward, I'd call it, because it's been Broadway done in Sebastopol before, but it's been a while. And since the Sebastopol Center for the Arts has moved into the Veterans Memorial Auditorium, where there's a big stage, and has taken part of that for a gallery, part of it is also a performing space. So we're trying out all kinds of different things, and one of the things that I grew up with and love is music of Broadway. And then I had a career in television and movies in Hollywood for 20, 25 years, which didn't keep me from Sebastopol because I was here every 6 weeks. My mother thought I never left.
But from Hollywood to Sebastopol.
From Hollywood to Sebastopol, exactly. So we were looking around. I didn't want to do Rodgers and Hammerstein, something that was just, you know, sort of old chestnuts to begin with. So we hit upon Stephen Schwartz. His name is not known, but if you've seen Wicked, you've seen the music of Stephen Schwartz. If you've seen Godspell or Pippin, Stephen Schwartz. Kids will know Stephen Schwartz's music from the Disney movies Pocahontas and Hunchback of Notre Dame. And he also did Prince of Egypt and Geppetto, two other, you know, children's movies. And he's also done lesser known on this coast, Broadway plays, but they're more well known in New York. I'm hoping to start a tribute series where we tribute a composer.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah. And so we're starting with Stephen.
Okay. So what will the evening be like? How will you stage it?
It's going to be a concert performance, so it's not a full play, but there'll be music from, I would say, 8 to 10 of his shows, all of those films that I mentioned. We'll do at least one song from. We'll be doing songs from all of the stage plays, plus another tune called Meadowlark, which comes from a lesser-known work, The Baker's Wife. But the tune is really well-known. Every jazz singer has sung it. And he's just an amazing musician. He's sort of the love child of Jerry Herman and Stephen Sondheim. Not that any of those would shudder had I said that.
But maybe not. He's doing very well.
But his lyrics are very poetic. His music is very edgy. So, and it's not particularly melodic the first time you hear it, but it really grabs you.
So in thinking about this particular form of entertainment for the Sebastopol Center, who are other people you've thought of?
Well, we have thought of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Uh-huh. We have thought of Sondheim. We'll do something of Jerry Herman. I mean, we'll just knock them out. You know, every few months we'll bring one in. The company that I've pulled together here is about 7 singers, and of which I'm lucky enough to be one. But
you're a singer.
I'm a singer. It's true.
Great.
Yep. From Sebastopol to classical training to Italy to Hollywood and back again.
What a voyage.
Well, it has been. But I am lucky enough to have singers, high caliber singers. Michael Fontaine, who's well known throughout the county, is with me. Mike Salinas, who isn't as well known, but is a Sebastopol young man. He's probably not that young anymore, but he's young to me. Who has a terrific voice, and he's a singer-songwriter and has performed. Danny Beam, who won a San Francisco Theater Critics Circle Award for her portrayal in Nonsense at Novato Theater Company. Natalie Herman, who says she was raised on stages in Sonoma County, started out at Cinnabar, the youth repertory. And Jacinta Gorringe, who's also a Sebastopol resident, who has been, she was my choreographer when she was 17, and that's been a few years ago. And she's an actress and a singer. And then rounded out with Teresa Byrne Foss, who comes to us from Napa, but who has performed everywhere from San Francisco to the Hollywood Bowl to Los Angeles Reprise. Really strong voices, and it's a concert forum. So there'll be there'll be two acts. The first act will take us through a myriad of his plays and films, and then the second act will be mostly dedicated to Wicked.
Great. Well, Cynthia, thank you very much for coming in, and thank you for doing this wonderful work. Let's tell people once again that From Broadway to Hollywood, the music of Stephen Schwartz, Friday, August 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts in the Brent Auditorium. For information, 829-4797, online, sebarts.org, and you can get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.